Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. You are tuned in to CBS Sports Radio, and this is the JR Sport Brief Show. What does that mean? Damn it. That means I'm JR. You should know that by now. And what you should also know is that I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you want to see your loan options, if you want to adjust payment closing costs online in real time, Rocket can help you do that. This is halftime of the show. I can help you rock for two more hours, okay? We're midway through the whole shebang. Talking about Cam Newton, we're going to continue that conversation. We got a lot of folks on the lines right now, and I want to make sure everybody gets on. First of all, thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs, and thank you to everybody waiting on the line, people tuned in all across North America. If you missed anything, any night, it's very simple. You can listen live, you can hit rewind on the free radio.com app. Very simple. You can listen on SiriusXM channel 206. You can ask your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. You can listen to us all the time. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific every single weeknight. A big shout outs to my main man, Sean Anderson, out in Chicago. Shout outs to everybody listening on 670 The Score. Now, before we went to break, I told you about a viral moment yesterday afternoon, almost a cringeworthy moment, when Cam Newton, one of the more successful quarterbacks over the past decade, Heisman, MVP, took his team to a Super Bowl. He has a 7-on-7 camp, a tournament that he does. And he happened to be in a stop in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And we saw a video of him on the sidelines engaged with a high school junior. It's a football player, young man. This young man was calling him ass. He was calling him basically done. He was saying that he was about to be poor because he's a free agent. This was a high school junior who wants to, I assume, play football. He was trying to eviscerate Cam Newton. Cam Newton's response? You're saying I'm poor, I'm rich. Cam Newton's response? Where is your dad? Ultimately, the young man apologized. A written statement that he put out on Twitter, Cam Newton put out his own statement. A matter of fact, this was the exchange at Cam Newton's own camp, a kid at his camp dissing Cam Newton.
You ass. You're a free agent. You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
He's a free agent.
Where your daddy is? Let me talk to your dad. Let me talk to your dad. What's your dad?
You're a free agent.
What's your dad?
You're a free agent.
Talk to your dad.
You're a free agent. You ass.
Talk to
you.
Let me talk. Where's your dad? Where's your pop?
You ass. You ass. Where's your dad?
Yeah, the latter video was a little bit more relaxed, and Cam Newton was legitimately trying to talk to him, just get a feel for who he is and what he did that day on the field. The coach also intervened, and Cam Newton had to tell him, no, I'm not beefing with him, I'm just trying to talk to him. Young man put out his apology, what else is new, and I guess this is what we get in 2021. You know, just high school juniors just throwing things out there. Just par for the course. Do you feel that Cam Newton gets the respect ultimately that he deserves. I don't think this is just an isolated incident. Obviously, it happened with a high school junior. There have been people who have called up here, even prior to this season, this past season, and said, Cam Newton is not going to work in New England. And it wasn't for reasons or football-related reasons. It was Cam Newton is too selfish. It was Cam Newton only thinks about himself. Well, Cam Newton just completed a full season with the Patriots, and we can say whatever we want to football-wise. You didn't hear a damn thing about Cam. Everything that I heard was actually positive. He came in, he worked. He came in, he studied. Bill Belichick actually complimented him about his commitment to the team. That's totally opposite from what quite a few folks were prepared to say and do. So why don't you think he gets the respect that you would pretty much equate to the success that he's had? I don't think anybody walks around and confuses him with Aaron Rodgers or Mahomes or Breeze or Brady. But he is successful in his own right. Ain't no loser here. We legitimately just had a caller before we went to break who said, I don't like Cam Newton because he wears the number one. I'm not joking. He's not humble enough. He got drafted and he wore the number one. I guess that was too ostentatious for him. Somebody let me know something better than that. 855-212-4CBS. Why doesn't Cam get the respect that he deserves? Or do you think it's he does this himself? I don't know. Dan is calling from Chicago, Illinois. Dan, you are on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are your thoughts?
How you doing, JR?
I'm good. Go ahead, Dan.
So I was just calling because I was there at the tournament. I think this is way overblown because the way it's been put out there is like this teenager was a member of his camp that Cam was teaching. But really, this wasn't like a Cam camp. This was a 7-on-7 tournament with teams from all over the country. And this was a kid that was from another team who had, I'm assuming, no relationship with Cam.
Correct. It was a young man from Philadelphia. Go ahead.
And he was just razzing him, and Cam was razzing him back. But this was going on like the whole tournament. Like Cam was razzing other kids, and other kids were razzing him. It was kind of the theme of this tournament. And this one, I guess, just happened to get caught on camera and video, and there were a lot worse things said and done out there than just basically a kid ripping on him that he's a free agent or something, anything like that.
Oh, that he's ass.
Well, yeah, I guess he shouldn't have used that word, but
oh, okay.
Generally, he's just razzing the guy and. Right, maybe he shouldn't have been, that's what teenagers do. They just want to get attention.
Well, let's put it this way. I there was a point in time where I used to be a teenager. I am not sure that as a teenager, for my own personal physical well-being, and then also maybe for my own mental state, I don't believe as a teenager I would go around calling grown men ass. Especially when they are more accomplished than me. And there's a good chance, from where I'm from in New York, I would probably get put on my own ass for saying such a thing. And so I appreciate you calling, Dan. Obviously, I cannot verify that you were there. I think that's irrelevant to the case if you were or you were not. I can only take you at your word. But I think it's really splitting hairs to say, well, everybody was doing this, or this is the scene of what happened. Ultimately, I can only, and everybody can only, go by what we saw. Obviously, we don't have the full context of what took place over an 8-hour span one day or an 8-hour span the next, but flat, what we saw, what we see, what we heard, independent of anything else that took place, like the kid was out of line. That's it. You know, I understand joshing and going back with folks. I get it. That's not unusual. People tease each other all the time. Adults tease adults and coaches tease. It happens. But this kid, it was a little much. If everything was just as well, or this was the one, or this was the worst, I think we might have seen more. Yosis is calling from Jacksonville. Yosis, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, GR?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
So I was thinking that about Cam and about the respect he deserves. That I think players from around the league, they respect him a lot more than fans do because they know more about him and about how he is as a person and a player, and how he's more of a genuine person than fans. While fans just judge him by his play and the quality of play in the past couple of years, he hasn't maybe met the standards of a guy with Cam stature who likes to make a lot of noise.
Sure, he's been hurt. I can't recall hearing players say anything bad about him. Nobody from the damn New England Patriots said anything bad about Cam Newton. If anything, he was complimented. Steve is calling up from Wisconsin. Steve, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Cam Newton is a very good player. There's no question of that. He's had a decent career. I mean, Phillip Rivers of my own Chargers, he never got to the Super Bowl. At least Cam did. They lost. And I think he was a very poor loser when he got real petulant and pouted and walked out of the post-game press conference. I didn't think much of him there.
Right.
But I can understand him being disappointed. I mean, that goes without saying. But you can be gracious in defeat and like, okay, they beat us. They were better than we were this day. We didn't get it done, you know.
Yes, yes.
But he tries to help the younger kids, and this kid goes off on him. I mean, sure, they like you were saying, they people razz each other and tease each other. And that guy that thought, well, why did he wear number one? Warren Moon did too.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we know that was a poor reason, Steve. Thank you for calling from Wisconsin. And yeah, well, that was something we've seen from Cam Newton, and I think that was a legitimate criticism, especially from the outside. You can go ahead. It doesn't matter if it was a Super Bowl or particular regular season games. I mean, there are images of him just obviously being upset, not necessarily digging the questions that are coming his way. But guess what? That's part of the job. That's not something I've seen recently, though. He's been critical of his own game. He's been open and honest with his own performance. And for that, I got to give him equal credit, as much as it's easy to say, hey, man, why stand up and be a decent loser. Courtney is calling up from New Orleans. Courtney, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi. Me being a fan of the Saints, I definitely know Cam for these 9 years. And, I mean, he's been very, very childish at times and not been evasive when it came down to going to press conferences and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sad to see somebody that, when he was at Auburn, he was a great player, but, I mean, it's not like that now.
Well, I don't know about, as I just said right before I brought you on air, I don't know if that's true about right now. That was the case, I would say, years ago. To put that on Cam Newton right now is not accurate. Will is calling from Atlanta. Will, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say?
Yeah, man, I echo the young man earlier, man, when he said to the fans, you know, he may not be appreciated as much, but to his peers in the league and, you know, everybody else like that, I'm pretty sure they definitely do appreciate Cam. For the young guy to just, you know, I would never talk to my auntie or my uncle or my dad or anything like that. You know what I mean? So it's like for the young man to literally curse at him, I would, like, if I was Cam, I would have kind of snapped at him a little bit too. But then Cam reeled it back. So that would have been my position too, you know. And again, he tried to help the young man. And it's like, I just don't understand how young folks these days feel it's appropriate to approach older people like that. You know what I mean? Or anybody or any one of their peers. Like, you know, it's like a tit for tat thing, or they just try to get their moment for the moment. You know what I mean?
So, well, we live, and thank you, Will, for calling from here in Atlanta. That's kind of the era that we live in, isn't it? And I'm not someone who agrees with the old adage of, you know, children should be seen and not heard, because we have a lot of folks who run around at an advanced age that are not children, that are just as ridiculous. I think there's a lot to learn from children. I think there's a lot to learn at every stage of your life. And I don't think anybody should be muted. I believe in respect. I believe in humanity. I believe in just being able to express and learn. That's what I believe in. Now, having said that, there's still the other hand of it where, hey, you should respect your elders, but it should go reverse. I think to take the position of, hey, I have life experience, or, you know, I'm older than you, then just shut up. No, I think that's short-sighted. I think there's a whole lot to learn from younger folks, but it doesn't give that young man a clear path to just say whatever the hell he wants to Cam Newton. I think that is absolutely ridiculous, and I think that's unfortunately what a lot of folks have grown up with, at least someone who's a junior in high school. All he knows is the internet. We live in a space and time now where anybody can just go online, say whatever the hell they want, and not necessarily think or believe that there will be consequences because it's just on the internet. It doesn't exist, quote unquote, in the real world. And that's not true. It's not. And so it's not difficult to believe that at someone who's a junior in high school will take that same attitude when he's in front of Cam Newton. Let's think about this. We have had professional athletes who make it to the pros, who get drafted and have to clean up their social media profiles for things that they used to say about athletes who they will be competing against. You know, I'm trying to think here, and I could be wrong, but I am almost certain that before Damian Lillard got into the NBA, I'm almost sure, if I recall correctly, that he had tweeted things about LeBron James and his game. Well, guess what? Lo and behold, Damian Lillard is an all-star along with LeBron James. And I think it's an understood that, hey, you put a phone in a lot of people's hands, especially younger folks, they're going to do and say dumb things, even adults. But you would think more adults would have a little bit more discretion. This is a wild situation of what took place with Cam. Kenny from Colorado, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, JR?
Good. Go ahead, Kenny. We're up against the break.
I think it's pretty much just an issue with more unconscious race issues. That's not to excuse people who are racist unconsciously, but I had a conversation with a relative who, he said, I don't like Lamar Jackson. And I said, well, why? He can pass, he can run, he's a dynamic playmaker, and why don't you like him? Like, what specific reason can you give? And he couldn't give any reason. And I really think that it comes down to race. Now, what you were talking about with the person in the football camp, he's obviously African-American. It's not necessarily the same. But I think that that's the reason why Cam doesn't get the respect he deserves, is just kind of this underlying racism in America that's not necessarily outspoken, and people wouldn't necessarily believe that it's happening, even if they're saying the things that are racist. But it's more just the undertone of everything that's happening in the media and sports and everything right now.
Hey, I can't disagree with that, Kenny. Thank you for calling up from Colorado. That's certainly legitimate. We had a guy who said, I don't like Cam Newton because he wears the number one. So what does that have to do with anything? Give me a legitimate reason. An unconscious bias is real. You know, people watch what they watch on TV. People pick up what they pick up. They read what they read. And people draw conclusions not based on interactions with people a lot of times. That's the reality. What do you look like? What are you not familiar with? Well, people draw conclusions. That's true. 855-212-4CBS. More of your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Cam Newton, sometimes he doesn't get love from fans. Sometimes he doesn't get love from the media. And now Cam Newton, he didn't get so much love when, damn it, he was at a football camp. Getting cussed out by one of the participants, a high school junior. Letting him know that you're a free agent. You know, you're no good. You're going to be broke. Like, whoa, that's a little much for a successful NFL quarterback. A little much, right? Not the player that he was. Still a serviceable player, I believe. But either way, he's someone who's, we've seen a different Cam Newton over the past several years. I don't think we still see the, you know, same pouting after a loss. We haven't seen that in years. This has just been a guy who, unfortunately, has been hurt over the past few years. He's older. He's going to be 32 years old this season. It just seems that he, especially for all of his experiences this past year with the Patriots, they went 7-9. You don't hear a crossword about him. Belichick was complimentary of him. Let's hit these lines up. 855-212-4CBS. Keith, he's calling here from New Orleans. Keith, do you think he gets the respect he deserves?
JR, my man, hope he's doing well. But listen, before I get to that, I want to respond. The guy in Portland, man, I want you to have an issue with Gary Anderson or Jason Elam or Jeff George wearing number one. Just Cam Newton wearing number one. That's his problem, man. And to the other guy who, you know, complained about Cam Newton's I guess being a sole loser. What about Tom Brady? The most notorious sole loser. Didn't shake Nick Foles' hand after the Super Bowl. Didn't shake Jared Goff's hand after the Monday night loss. I mean, come on now, man. People pick and choose things they want to dislike. And to actually answer your question, Cam Newton doesn't get the respect he deserves because, you know, he wasn't in a major market in Carolina, southern town, mostly a college football town. Media didn't really focus in on the NFC South. I would know being a Saints fan. And, you know, he wasn't with a blue blood. You know, he wasn't with the Packers or the Steelers. You know, one of these teams that people have a large following. So he didn't get the respect he deserves. And my final point, JR, is I'm a coach as well. I coach 11-year-olds, man. And my thing was, where was this kid's coach at? How was this allowed to happen under his supervision? So every adult in that young man's life has failed him, from what I see based on the video, man.
That's not a little much. That's not a little much.
Man, listen, from the parent, from the, you know, the team mom, from the coach, where was the supervision? How was this allowed to go on and not be nipped in the bud, man? I'm telling you, I'm a coach, man. And listen, you have to instill some kind of fear of God in kids, man, because sometimes we think a lot of kids come from structure and come from two-parent households and was raised a certain way, man, but they don't. And sometimes the coach, we all sometimes become a disciplinarian. I showed up to school, you know, I'm the one sometimes who helped parents discipline their kids because They don't have that structure in their life.
Right.
And I'm not saying this young man doesn't. What I'm saying is that the person who was under his watch, who was under that young man's watch should have stepped in and intervened.
Okay.
And that's the issue I have. Because
okay.
a kid's going to be a kid, but adults in the room should be able to control that situation.
Okay.
So I know
okay.
I say a lot, man. I'm going to let you respond.
No, there's nothing to respond to, Keith. You said it all, and I think everything that you just said is legitimate. So thank you so much for calling up from New Orleans. Let's talk to Joe. Joe is calling up from Atlanta. Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about what he just said?
Yes, sir. It's Gerald from Atlanta. Okay. My thing is, Cam is from Atlanta. So Atlanta guys got a lot of swag that a lot of people couldn't understand. You know what I'm saying? That's why Deion Sanders fits so good in this town, because Deion is really what put guys from Atlanta. He introduced guys in sports from Atlanta. Now, Cam Newton threw for 4,000 yards his rookie season, but since then he has not thrown for 4,000 yards. Now, obviously he does it with his legs, but we forget Cam Newton won a junior college championship. He won a championship behind Tim Tebow at Florida, and he won his own championship with Auburn. Okay, the guy has won an NFL MVP. Drew Brees don't even have an NFL MVP. Okay, so this dude here needs to be respected. And as far as his play, ever since the Super Bowl, he's been playing like ass. It you know, you shouldn't get mad about that. Now, he handled it good, but he could have handled it better. You're talking to a kid. You're a college grad or almost a grad. You went to college. You've been in the NFL. You're accomplished. You don't have nothing to prove to a child. But he put on display his arrogance as far as not being able to handle criticism. So, hey, he should have laughed it off. Dude, you've been playing like ass since the Super Bowl. It's true.
Okay.
It's undisputable.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so
we
get mad about it. You're 31, 32 years old. Get in the gym, get back right, and show people you still got it. Otherwise, take your lick, be an ass, and go on about your business.
Okay.
You should have handled it better. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, thank you, Gerald, for calling up from Atlanta. Yeah, that's could he have handled it better? Yes. If you were asking me, yeah, I probably would have ignored it. He egged it on. If there's one thing that I heard him say, I'm just like, oh, I'm rich. He was trash talking. He responded to the kid. And then he stopped. And then he said, where is your father? That's it. Then he said, where's your dad? Like, I'm not having this conversation with you. You're a free agent. You're about to be poor. He's like, I'm rich. Okay, that's to each his own. So I'm not going to beat him up too much for something that I wouldn't have done. Yeah, I don't think he took it way over the top with the kid. I don't think he did at all. But I certainly understand the sentiment of, oh, well, he could have handled it better. He handled it his way. And I don't think what he said in response was over the top. What the boy did, what the young man said, a little too much. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls. Next hour, I want to switch gears a little bit.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I want to take these kind of final calls here on Cam Newton. And we kind of keep things rolling. Talk some hoops. Brooklyn Nets on fire. Los Angeles Lakers on the West Coast, not so much. We'll get into it. You can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. You know the number here, 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Illinois, and let's talk to Tiffany. Tiffany, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Tiffany? What's on your mind?
Hi. So, just kind of wanted to put in my two cents about this whole Cam Newton.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yep. I think, my son participated in this camp, 7-on-7 tournament. It was not a Cam Newton camp. And I think that is what the misconception is with this whole thing, is that it was a camp invited by Cam Newton to all these kids. So I think that that is initially what has set the stage for misrepresentation of why the outrage exists for all these kids. I am not for one to condone a kid's behavior for how he talked to Cam in any way, but I think that there is the media perception that kids are supposed to, you know, admire the ones that they're going to, you know, be a part of and everything. And that wasn't the case with this. And my son participated in this, and he actually was the team that played right after Cam. And so he was participating in this, you know, whole like thing that happened and was part of, you know, what happened right before it.
Yes.
And I think it really got blown out of proportion.
Okay.
And I feel bad about it because I mean, at first I was outraged when you see the videos of the kid, because my husband and my son, like, he texted me on Saturday when the pool play was going on and said, "Oh, Cam Newton's here." And I was like, "Oh yeah, cool." I knew that Cam was part of this kid's team and he, you know, helped kids and he
right.
did this whole camp
well,
thing.
Tiffany, do you think, and I hear what you're saying, and I think ultimately whether or not this had Cam Newton's name just was plastered across the top of it, or whether or not he participated in the manner that you just said, can you understand why, you know, and I don't even know if outrage is the word, but can you understand why people looked at what happened and said, "Whoa, this is a little much."
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Sure. So what are you drilling down to?
Initially, that was my first reaction, because
right.
when I first saw this video, I said, "Oh, this isn't right." And I get the kid, you know, was participating in an event, and this was part of the whole thing that kids do at these type of tournaments. But then with Cam, this is my whole thing, is Cam was not an athlete. He was a coach. He was kind of a different example in this thing. He wasn't the football player that he is.
Sure,
He was being what any other coach would be, and he was being like a participant.
So what is, I understand that, Tiffany. So ultimately, what are you getting to here? Do you don't feel that he should have taken offense? Do you feel, what is your point?
All right. So here's the thing. My son was part of this 7-on-7
yes.
tournament thing.
Yes, yes.
And his team played right after Cam's team.
Yes, yes, you
said
that.
He too was participating
right.
in some trash talk to
okay.
other kids. And this is my point, is it's not
to other
him
kids.
As a football player. It was him being a different Ooh. Type of player. He was participating as
okay. a coach.
A coach to players.
Okay, well, Well, Tiffany, I think I got it. We spent a lot of time here. Thank you so much for calling from Illinois. I want to take the time to respond. I mean, it doesn't change who he is. I think being the fact that he was participating, as what you say, as a coach and not as a football player, granted, yeah, he's not a football player out there with those kids. He'd annihilate them. But the fact is, he's a coach. You would expect the coach to receive some type of respect. And, yeah, we understand trash talk is a part of all athletics. When you get to a certain point, especially the pros, trash talk is a part of the marketing. It's a part of the business element. It's a part of the hype. You're not going to expect that from really anybody else. So I don't think anything was blown out of proportion. What happened, happened. It ain't blowing out of proportion. It's right there in front of us to see. And that's outside of anything else that took place. If anything else took place, I think we would have heard about it. And even if we didn't, we saw what the kid said. And that's all we could judge it by. It's like, yeah, just relax. If you want to say, "Hey, Cam, where are you going to end up next year?" Where are you playing? When are you going to be healthy? Yeah, that's a little bit different, I think. Even still, it's kind of like, eh, a little bit different than calling him ass. Saying you're going to be broke. You're a free agent. It's like, why are you being obnoxious? That's what that comes across as. Bruce is calling from New Orleans. Bruce, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say?
Hey, JR. First time calling, man. Love your show. It was good to hear. Refreshing. My take on Cam, and a lot of people are throwing race. Obviously, that's part of our country. It's been around. But the whole thing with Cam, in my opinion, of course, it's only my opinion, is he's a sore winner, sore loser. You know, he likes to gloat. Twice he got knocked on his butt at the goal line, you know, staring at somebody else while he's scoring and smiling. You know, when he's winning, he's got the towel across the head. And when he's losing, he's got the towel over the head. That's my opinion. God-given talent, the guy's incredible. The guy's incredible. And I never saw the video, but I do agree with you that if you're going to rag on somebody and have fun with an NFL quarterback, an MVP, somebody been in a Super Bowl, and has all that talent, yeah, you start saying, all right, are you getting back to normal? Are you staying with the Patriots? You know, they're going to let you go where you think you're going. And you rag that way. You have respect. And unfortunately, in today's world, a lot of kids aren't brought up with that, you know.
Yeah, well, that's
my opinion on Cam, though. Okay. Just sore winner, sore loser. You want your quarterback to be arrogant. You want him to be cocky, but to a certain point. And, you know, I've seen him unveil a Superman pose that he does when they down by 21 points in the fourth quarter. It's like, man, just turn around and go score again. That's all.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bruce, for calling up from New Orleans. As I said, I haven't seen that recently. Maybe I've missed it. I agree with all of the points there, though, just not recently. Randy from Wisconsin. Randy, you're going to get the last word. Go ahead, Randy. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, call every day. Hey, I'm just amazed at the comments that are coming out. It's almost like people just want to hate him. And it doesn't matter if he's a coach or if he's a football player. He's a human being and an adult. What the kid did was way out of line. And everybody's making excuses for what he did. As far as clothes, I mean, I look at that different. He wants to look good. He wants his team to look professional. Now, if it was my son, I'd have said, hey, you disrespected a human being. You disrespected football. How are you going to sit for a year? And that's just the way it is. There's no excuse for any of that going on, and everybody's making excuses just to hate the guy. The guy's a phenomenal player. Nobody can tell anybody how their feelings are after games you lose, and it's just amazing. And maybe you should wear 50. I don't know.
Is he still – would you say Cam Newton is still a phenomenal player, like right now, though?
When he's healthy, is in the right system. You know what? Just like his comment said, you're trying to change – the way a game has been played for 20 years. He was thrown to Pee-wee League receivers. They had nobody. I still think he can be a great quarterback. Look at it this way. The guy in Baltimore, he can run. Cam Newton can run. Not as fast, but Cam Newton can pass the ball. There's no doubt about that if he has receivers to play to catch the ball.
Oh, well, yeah, they're going to. Well, thank you, Randy, for calling from Wisconsin. Appreciate you. I think it's no doubt about it. I think it's a combination of both. Are his physical skills where they were years ago? I don't think so. We can certainly look at the peewee players that he had to throw passes to last year. But that we also have to acknowledge that, hey, sometimes he missed passes. He'll tell you that. Sometimes he made poor decisions. He readily admitted that throughout the course of the year. And so that's why I say it's easy to look back at 5 years ago, whatever the case may be, and draw conclusions about who Cam Newton is and what he was. All right, this is what the hell year are we in? This is 2021. Not the same time, not the same situation. And I think if you're asking me just over the past year, and I don't know if it's a matter of coming to a realization of where his career is, where he is physically, that, you know, he might have some more left in the tank, but he ain't at the beginning. I think that's apparent. And as it relates to, I think one of our callers said, hey, first of all, you disrespected him as a, forget his profession, but as a human. And that was one of Cam's statements when he put it on Instagram. Cam Newton said, we are real dads, real friends, real brothers, real sons, real human beings. That's the part that gets lost. And that's, I think, one of the elements that the young man forgot, too. It's like Cam Newton is not just a superhero. Cam Newton is just not some, you know, image that runs across the screen. Like, he's a real person. He's in front of you. And I think that can get lost. You know, people can get lost in, oh, well, this is, that's him over there. And he's in front of me. Yeah, but he's not the same type of human or person that I would think he is or that I am. Not true. Just plies his craft in front of TV. LeBron James is no less of a human being because of what he does for a living. Neither is Cam Newton or anybody else. Sometimes I think we got to just take it for what it is. Don't matter whether he's coaching, playing, still a person. Kid was still in the wrong. I certainly hope the kid isn't punished forever. I know it's something that he will remember forever. I just hope it doesn't have an adverse effect on him. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk some hoops. LeBron James is probably trying to look for some new teammates, and the Brooklyn Nets, they're just coasting with theirs. We'll talk about it when we return. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.